Hello, hi, how are you doing today, ma'am?
Is this Stephanie? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Anthony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you currently live in Phoenix?
I do.
Awesome, great, great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things are going off on the wrong track?
Horrible.
So on the wrong track?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read more, read where the Levine area is again?
I think I got it.
All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, in what year were you born?
1986.
That was a great year.
Yes, it was.
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Poor, okay. Now, next I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Better street and road maintenance. From 1 to 5, how do you think that will make life in Levine better?
5.
Okay. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
There's a lot of building right now, so considering that we're already doing stuff, I'd say 0. Or 1.
Or 1, okay. What about more dining and entertainment options? Would that make the quality of life in Levine better? From 1 to 5?
About a 3.
Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Quality of life? 5.
Yes. A 5, okay. What about better public transportation options? Do you think that will make the quality of life from 1 to 5 a lot better or very little?
Can you say that again?
Better public transportation options. Do you think if Levine has that, would it improve the quality of life? I'm sorry?
1.
1? Okay. More good paying jobs.
5.
What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
3.
Okay. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Unemployed.
Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few,
okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
Too few.
Too few. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me, no or yes, if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levin. Now, would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes.
Would that be a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Somewhat yes. Okay, what about, would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Levin?
Yes, Target.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strong.
Okay. What about, would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levin?
Somewhat, yes.
What about, would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levin?
Like Costco discount chains?
Like dollar stores and discount chains. That could be
No.
Okay. What about more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Would you like to see that more in Levin?
Hello?
Yes. Would you like to see more bars, restaurants, and entertainment venues?
A little bit, yes.
So, yes, somewhat. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
Costco, Target.
Okay. Costco. Oh, yeah. I can see Target. Okay.
Costco and Target, maybe like a Kohl's.
Oh, Kohl's. Oh, okay. Okay, great. As a matter of fact, that's a great store, Kohl's. Well, all of them are, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Costco. Okay. Anything else?
Old Navy.
Old Navy, okay. I'm writing all of these suggestions, okay. Anything else?
That's all I can think of.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem? Or a very big problem?
I guess it just depends on the perspective of it. Like, the types of housing, affordable housing, the quality of housing, I would just say right in the middle.
So a moderate problem?
Yep. Sure.
Okay. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a big problem, not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I just think the housing market in general is a big problem. So.
Yeah. So you will say it's a fairly big problem or very big problem?
Fairly big.
Okay. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me, no or yes, if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Now, would you like to see more of multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
What about single-family detached homes?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about townhouses or attached homes?
Somewhat.
What about housing options for seniors?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
Phoenix? Like the metro area? Does that include Glendale and surrounding areas? Are you talking about just...
Pretty much just in Phoenix. Like less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, more than 20 years.
11 to 20. 11 to
11
20.
11 to 20. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
We own it.
Okay. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Okay? Now, the first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Would you support or oppose that? Would you be in favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Would you favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Oppose strongly.
Strongly, okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have my bachelor's.
Okay, great. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount, okay? Less than 25,000 to 50,000. 50,000 and 1 to 75,000, 75,000 and 1 to 100,000, 100,000 and 1
level right there, 75,000 to
100,000. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please have just your first name?
Stephanie.
Thank you very much. Now, ma'am, I truly thank you. We are completed with this survey. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. You too. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. No. That account. Yes. What is you? What's that, bro? This is going to be a little bit. Good. Good. Is anybody else diving in? Anybody else diving in? Anybody else diving in? Diving in. Okay. Because look, I mean, all we have to do is be better prepared. All we have to do is better prepare. Be better prepared. It's to be better prepared. Prepared. With a callback number. And also be able